The nation marked Cancer Survivors Day on Sunday. This is Don Rush. Each year, nearly 2 million people are diagnosed with cancer in the United States. And for the last 35 years, the organization called Cancer Support Community has been working to provide resources for the emotional and financial hardships, as well as navigating the myriad of agencies that confront survivors. We caught up with Kim Thibodeau, executive chair of the organization, who has written a new book entitled Your Cancer Roadmap. In dealing with folks who are facing cancer, what are their greatest fears? I mean, obviously death is there, but there are other fears as well.
Yeah, you know, it's a challenging time, an emotional time. So, you know, folks are concerned about their family, right, primarily, particularly folks with younger kids. They're worried about their kids. They're worried about their job. You know, they're worried about their finances. They're worried about their spouse. As you said, fears of, you know, am I going to live? What's my quality of life going to be like? Am I going to be in pain? You know, all of those things. It's a scary time. It's daunting and overwhelming. And this book is helping to make it a little, you know, a little less scary. I've got some beautiful essays, you know, from people like Joan London, ESPN reporter Holly Rowe. The foreword to the book was written by First Lady Jill Biden. I'm hoping by these folks sharing their own experience that it'll give people the inspiration to really face a cancer diagnosis empowered.
How significant is the financial burden and the prospect of trying to deal with the financial issue of getting the kind of treatment that people would like or need? I mean, because healthcare and healthcare insurance is like probably one of the top issues in this country right now.
There's no doubt about it. You know, we used to talk about side effects and toxicities of cancer, meaning like from chemo and things like that. Now we talk about financial toxicity. It can be a hard time financially, you know, for a family. And so how many of us know where our copy of our insurance policy is, right? Now's the time to dig that policy out. Maybe the HR person at work can help you do that and put your hands on it. Understand what are your deductibles? What are your copays? What are some of the financial obligations that you're going to have? Is the treatment that is being recommended going to be covered, you know, by your insurance? We tell folks, look, you know, ask if there's a financial counselor or navigator at the hospital where you're being treated. I always tell folks, put all everything related to the finances of cancer in one place, even if it's a shoebox, Don, you know. I also tell folks, maybe there's a finance day, so that's when you're going to go through that. Don't let it consume you. Don't let it overwhelm you every day, but carve out the time to deal with the finances of a cancer diagnosis.
So what do you recommend in terms of people who survive it? What are the things that should they be thinking about?
There's a kind of a new standard that when you're concluding your treatment, you should have what's called a survivor care plan. So you should really have all of the information about your treatment. Let's say you go back to your primary care doctor, you go back to your cardiologist, you go, and they said, okay, what treatment did you have? You know, how long did you have it? What was your dose? How did you manage side effects? You really should have all that information written in one place, so it's important to have that cancer survivor plan. It's important to understand, once you've had cancer, what cancer screenings, scans, and follow-ups you still need to have on an ongoing basis, so that's you know, kind of critical information. And look, we love it when cancer survivors come to our organization, the Cancer Support Community, and they finish treatment and they want to share their story. There's nothing that someone in cancer treatment loves to see or hear more than a cancer survivor telling their story and, you know, how they moved into survivorship and what that's been like. So a lot of people find real meaning in the cancer experience and maybe want to change direction or look at some different priorities in their lives.
Kim Thibodeau, executive chair of the Cancer Support Community and author of a new book entitled Your Cancer Roadmap. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.